Czech military veterans who served in conflict-hit areas like Iraq or Afghanistan will soon be able to make use of a new specialized facility being built in Prague. The new center is still under construction and is expected to open in roughly 1 year's time. The aim is to provide complete expert care for veterans who suffered serious or long-term injuries. Jan Wellinger has this report.
Regi Base 1 will be a new private medical facility for military veterans who have served and sacrificed in areas of the world like conflict-stricken Afghanistan. The center will provide 16 beds for veterans and serve up to 35 clients a day and is the first of its kind in the Czech Republic. The idea was inspired by Jiří Regi Šáms, an elite soldier who suffered serious injury during a suicide attack in Helmand province in Afghanistan in 2008. Mr. Shams was lucky to survive. His commanding officer was killed, but today is confined to a wheelchair, has impaired motor skills including difficulty speaking, and has lost his short-term memory. Hinek Cech is a member of the foundation behind the new medical facility.
The fundamental idea of this is creation of a unique complex which should combine of the rehabilitation part, also of the accommodation part with the 24 hours assistance for the, let's say, soldiers, they're returning back from the missions, and they don't have the capacities or they don't have the abilities to be taken care of by their families or by their friends. So the priority of this complex is to provide 365 days service for the soldiers, which could not be, let's say, occupied or treated either by the state or by the families.
In Mr. Cech's view, the state failed to fully anticipate the complexity of some injuries requiring long-term care, an oversight or gap that specialists and coordinators involved in Regi Base 1 hope to bridge. So far, the project has been welcomed by members of the Czech Republic's elite forces, including those who served on the Afghan mission with Jiří Šáms. And even though the number of Czech military personnel seriously injured since 1990 remains relatively low at 60, there is no telling when someone else may be hurt by an IED or roadside attack.
Currently in action, we have deployed about 500 soldiers from the Czech Republic, and we don't know any minute or hour which could be some, let's say, tragic situation when we get some information from Afghanistan about some next injuries and next soldiers coming back to the Czech Republic, which need to be treated after the, let's say, the hospitalization, but then they need a really 24-hour service.
In terms of funding, Regi Base 1 is being paid for solely by private and anonymous donors. The final bill is expected to exceed 100 million crowns, the equivalent of around $6 million, while the operational costs have been estimated at around 15 million annually. Treatment at the facility for veterans, it should be noted, will not be completely free of charge, but will be heavily subsidized. The main thing organizers say is that as of next year, new help will be available for personnel after initial treatment in state hospitals and facilities ends.
Jan Wellinger with that report. A reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague.